verse 4, in which they think it strange that you run not with them to the same profligacy, speaking evil of you. Now, I worked in a bank as a boy. Began there when I was 16 years old, and they put me on a teller's cage when I was 17 and promised me that next year I'd be made a junior officer, and I felt like I was popular in the bank. And then I went to a young people's conference, and that's where I made my decision, really, for Christ, first time I'd ever made it publicly, and that I wanted to study for the ministry. And I came back and resigned, yet they let me have a part-time job. They were good to me in that way. But I found out I was no longer the popular boy in that place. I became very unpopular as a Christian. In fact, fellas that I had run with, they ridiculed me, and I guess they did well in doing it because they knew what my life had been before. But I want to tell you, that was the hardest decision that I had to make at that particular time. I hope I'm not misunderstood when I tell this little story. In those days, I went to dances. In fact, I was chairman of a dance committee that they had, of all things. Now, I imagine some of you never dreamed that I did that. But as a boy in my teens, I did. And so I thought I'd break off gradually. And so I went over to the dance that night with the idea I would not dance. I'd just stand around in the stag line. And I was standing there, and I felt, frankly, very much out of place. And a fellow in the bank that I had been promoted above him, and he didn't appreciate that, and he didn't care much for me. And especially when I announced I was studying for the ministry. And yet he was an officer, a young fellow, an officer in a church. And he came over to me and he said, "This is an H of a place for a preacher to be." And you know, that's the first time he'd ever told me the truth. I agreed with him. I found out you can't break off gradually and that the world is not going to appreciate you very much when you continue on with them. And I walked out of that place never to walk back in it again. My friend, I don't think you can go on in sin if you're a child of God. You've got the nature of Christ. You're joined to Him. He's suffering no more. He suffered down here once, but He can help you. He sent the Holy Spirit down to indwell. And we've been baptized in the body of believers, as Peter's pointed out to us. And now, by being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can live for God, and we can't do it in our own strength. And he says here, "Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead?" Now, the Lord Jesus is going to judge someday. And the believer knows that he's to come up before the judgment seat of Christ. And the Lord's going to judge the world. Well, will he judge believers? He sure will. Not for salvation, because you're already a child of his. But he's not going to let you get by with sin because he's judging the world for that. And my friend, if God judges Christians today in the world, and he does, he chastises his children, and if he does, the unbeliever better beware. He is warned that he will come up someday for judgment.